Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. Today's episode, a momentary loss of attention. Very little is needed for everything to be upset and ruined, only a slight lapse in reason. It's much easier for a mariner to wreck his ship than it is for him to keep it sailing safely. All he has to do is head a little more upwind, and disaster is instantaneous. In fact, he does not have to do anything. A momentary loss of attention will produce the same result. It's much the same in our case. If you doze off, all your progress up to that point will be negated. To keep a sharp eye on your impressions and never fall asleep. It is no small thing that is being watched over. It equates. Epictetus. As we work to become better humans, we always need to remember that it takes constant attention, and that we need to make sure that we're finding ways to apply these principles consistently in our daily lives. And it's not easy to watch over things because, I don't know about you, but for me, our natural inclination is to be a little bit lazy, and once we think we've mastered something, just to kind of go, well, I've got that taken care of. And we don't always want to put into practice what we learn because oftentimes it takes effort and consistent effort. I know that I've talked on here about dealing with anger in my life and reaching a point where I can deal with things more rationally, more consistently. So when I read this quote, I felt it was pretty applicable. I mean, there would be times in my life where I go for a decent length of time without letting anger get the best of me. And then I'd get a little tired or grumpy or frustrated and fall right back into that same old behavior. And while I don't expect to be perfect, although sometimes it's hard to let go of that, I felt like I was undoing all of the progress that I had made. And working on these things that help us become better people is something that needs our attention all the time. Now, the good thing is that the more we consistently apply these principles, the more they become ingrained into our character. But just because we've done well with integrating good practices and principles in our lives doesn't mean that we can simply rest on our laurels. I think it's a bit like fitness. We can't just go to the gym and build up a bunch of muscle and then never work out again and hope to keep the same fitness level. It's that consistency and attention to working on these principles that helps strengthen our character. And that's what keeps the sailing smooth. Even a good captain can sail a ship most of the way to shore, only to end up on the rocks from a bit of careless inattention. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Thanks for listening. Do you have a topic or a question that you'd like to hear addressed on the show? Go to www.stoic.coffee, and at the bottom of the front page, you'll see a place where you can send me a message, and I'll do my best to address your question using Stoic principles. Also, while you're there, go ahead and sign up for our newsletter and donate to our Patreon account to help support this podcast. And lastly, if you could download the Radio Public app to listen to our podcast, we get paid every time you listen to an episode. Thanks for listening, and remember, amor fati, amor coffee.